So far, up to 30 million people have been rendered jobless across Africa, while the effects of COVID-19 have pushed millions into poverty. Vera Songwe is the Executive Secretary of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa.
Today, the conversation on prosperity coming to the continent is a conversation that must and has to go through how we win and fight the fight against this pandemic. For us to get to prosperity, we must, first of all, jump the COVID-19 pandemic challenge that has been put in front of us.
Speaking recently in a virtual meeting, Songwe said only 2.3% of Africa's population of 1.3 billion has been vaccinated against the coronavirus. Africa has secured at least 400 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, but the continent needs 1.6 billion for its people. Dr. John Genkasong is the director of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. He says health security is both an economic and a national security issue. Genkasong, a Cameroonian virologist who has been the face of Africa's fight against COVID-19, says he expects 30% of the population to be vaccinated by December.
My fear is that we are still treating this pandemic as if we are in an acute phase of the virus. It is not. We are now entering into a more sustained phase of a pandemic, and we're counting on support uptake of vaccines and support testing. We need to launch into mass testing using antigen tests so that you know your status. And if you know your status, you can protect your loved ones and protect yourself.
Kennedy Odede is co-founder and chief executive of Shining Hope for Communities, or SHOFCO, a Kenyan grassroots organization that works in poor neighborhoods in Nairobi. He says governments need to work with leaders in poor communities to deliver vaccines.
We have to understand that if you don't take care of those living below in our society, we are living in a time bomb. My agenda has been, we need to have trust with our institutions. You cannot force any citizen in Africa to take the vaccine by force. So let's go down to our local leaders. Let's go down to our religious leaders. Let's go down to the chief. Let's have a conversation. Otherwise, you will bring vaccines. Nobody will take it. So my agenda has been on how do we bring everyone on the table, especially whereby community leaders, they are feeling that they are part of the future.
The virtual discussion was organized and hosted by the Economic Commission for Africa as part of its monthly conversation on Africa's recovery. The series, titled It's Your Turn, features industry leaders, celebrities, and experts who share their vision on what growth for Africa will look like post-COVID-19 and what they will commit to do to drive prosperity. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.